Top Ukrainian prelate warns Russian enemies on the verge. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 25, 2022. The leader of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, UGCC, warned Monday of new dangers while insisting that the enemy is on the verge in reference to Russia. His Beatitudes Vyacheslav Shevchuk, the major archbishop of the UGCC, has urged Ukraine's Christians to pray for peace as their contribution to stemming armed conflict with the Russian Federation. The archbishop invited all the faithful of the UGCC to join Wednesday in the World Prayer for Peace in Ukraine called by Pope Francis in response to a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border. "Why do we need to pray so much for peace in Ukraine today?" Archbishop Shevchuk asked. "What do Christians do when new dangers arise and the enemy is on the verge? Our military is testing its combat readiness. Statesmen are working to improve social mechanisms. Diplomats are working to ensure that the world supports our people and state," he added. "Christians pray, fast, and repent of their sins," he declared. "Praying for peace is stronger than any weapon," the archbishop said, citing Pope Francis. "Moreover, prayer is the spiritual strength of people who believe. I call on all the children of our church to join the prayer spiritual watch wherever you are," he said. The UGCC is holding an all-day prayer vigil for Peace Wednesday, which will be broadcast live by VIV TV, forming a chain of global world spiritual guard of our church for 12 hours, the church said on its website. In similar fashion, the Catholic bishops of Poland and Ukraine warned Monday that Russian aggression poses a great threat for the countries of Central and Eastern Europe, while also appealing for international support for the Ukrainian people. "The Russian Federation has shown that it disregards the binding rules of international law," the bishops declared by occupying Donbass and Crimea. "The existing situation is a great threat for the countries of Central and Eastern Europe and the entire European continent, which may destroy the achievements of many generations building a peaceful order and unity in Europe," they stated. Follow at Williams Rome.